Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. And this show is for Wednesday, the 16th of August, 2017. We're still in the book of Job, or Job. There's no J in it, actually. But we're going to be taking up in chapter 34 and trying to work through 37 tonight. We only have a few more shows scheduled for Job, three, including this one. So we'll see how we do tonight. Let me get a drink of ice water with lemon, and we will proceed. Now, Job had been going back and forth with his friends. And in chapter 34, Elihu is answering Job's last statement. Verse 1, "Furthermore, Elihu answered and said, Hear, O ye wise men, my words." Remember, Elihu is the younger man. "And you that have knowledge, give ear unto me." Pardon me for just a second. Verse 3, "For the ear tries words, and as the mouth tastes food. Let us choose to us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good." Verse 5, "For Job has said, I am righteous. And El," that would be God, the divine being, "has taken away my justice." Verse 6, "Should I lie concerning my right? My arrow wound is incurable without transgression." Verse 7, "What man is like Job, who drinks up scorning like water, which travels in company with the doers of evil and walks with wicked men?" Verse 9, "For he has said, it profits a man nothing that he should delight himself with Elohim." Verse 10, "Therefore, hearken unto me, you men of mind. Far be it from El that he should do wickedness, and from the Shaddai that he should commit iniquity." Verse 11, "For the work of Adam shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways." And verse 11, you can reference Psalm 62, verse 12. Verse 12, "Yea, surely El will not do wickedly, neither will a Shaddai pervert judgment." And the Shaddai is the Almighty, okay? Verse 13, "Who has appointed him over the land, or who has disposed the whole world?" In other words, who gave him his authority? Well, he's the divine being. He always had it. I mean, who are men to tell him what he's able to do? Verse 14, if he set his heart upon man, if he gathers unto himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh shall perish together, and Adam unto dust shall return. In other words, if Yahweh pulls his Holy Spirit out, and the breath of life, everybody's just going to fall over dead. Every animal, even the germs and viruses. There won't be any life on the planet. You are alive right now through his goodwill. Verse 16, if now you have understanding, hear this. Listen to the voice of my words. Verse 17, shall even he that hates justice bind, that's figuratively to bind, so shall he that hates justice govern? 2280, that's figuratively to bind to a rule. And will you condemn him that is most just? Verse 18, is it fit to say to a king, you are wicked? And to princes or nobles, actually, 5081 nobles, you are ungodly. Verse 19, how much less to him that does not lift up the persons of officials? Now that's way different than your King James Version. Continuing on in verse 19. Nor regard the noble more than the poor, for they all are the work of his hands. Pardon me, I have to clear my lungs. That's Yahweh. He does not regard one more than the other. And when it says it doesn't lift up, that's 5375. Doesn't lift up the persons of officials. Just because they've got a title, he doesn't lift them up. He doesn't think anything of these politicians today. They're going to suffer their punishment. Just like the common man. And boy, is it coming. Verse 20, in a moment shall they die, and the people shall quake at midnight and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. Verse 21, for his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he sees all his steps. That's speaking of Yahweh. Yahweh sees it all. We keep trying to get out from under his rule and make ourselves equal with him, these foolish people. I think they can just negate Yahweh's laws and disobey them, and it doesn't matter. Well, they better think twice, because it does matter, and they're going to pay a heavy price for this. They have no idea what's coming. Verse 22, there is no darkness nor shadow of death where the doers of evil may hide themselves. No place to hide. Verse 23, for he will not lay upon man more than right that he should enter into judgment with El. Are you going to argue against God? I don't think so. Verse 24, he shall break mighty men without searching and set others in their stead. In other words, he'll just replace them, pull them down. These mighty politicians think they're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Yahweh can pull them down and put somebody else in their place. Same way with all these rich, evil men. They can be replaced. You only have so many years. Verse 25, therefore he knows their works and overturns them in the night, so they are broken. 1792, broken, not destroyed. In the place of wicked men, he slaps them. In a place to be seen of others. Public slapdown. These rich and powerful people are going to be destroyed in plain view. People are going to see it. They can cry and whine all they want, but it's going to be very, very visible. Verse 27, because they turned back from him, or turned aside, 5493, and would not consider any of his ways. They think their ways are best, not Yahweh's ways, okay? So that they cause the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he hears the cry of the afflicted. They ignore the poor and people that are broken, and don't help them when they have all the wealth. They just keep buying more stuff for themselves. Verse 29, when he gives quietness, 8252, who can then make trouble? 7561. And when he hides his face, who can see him? Whether it be done against a nation or against an atom only. He's more powerful than any nation or any government or any police force or any army. And we keep trying to downsize him, and it isn't going to work. Verse 30, lest the impious Adam reign, and the people be ensnared. 4170. Verse 31, surely it is meet or proper to be said unto El, that's God, singular, I have borne. Pardon me, my lungs just quit on me again. There we go. I have borne, and chastisement is inserted here in italics. It's not in the Hebrew, but it's implied. I will not act corruptly, and then they have put any more. And act corruptly is 2254. Verse 32, I had to correct this. Apart from what I see, teach you me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. In other words, please let me know if I've done something wrong. Verse 33, should it be according to your mind? He will recompense it, whether you refuse or whether you choose, and not I. Therefore, speak what you know. Verse 34. Let men of mind tell me, in other words, wise men, and let a man of wisdom hearken unto me. Verse 35, Job, without knowledge, has spoken, and his words were without understanding. Verse 36, my desire is that Job may be tried unto the end because of his answers, for men of wickedness. Verse 37, this is also different than King James. For he adds unto his sin transgression. He claps his hands among us and multiplies his word, his words against El. So he's hearing that Job is being self-righteous. He's of that opinion. And he also thinks that being self-righteous is sin in itself. And I must say that in a way, it is. And we all suffer from that. We just see some piece of dirt and man, I'm glad I'm not like him. I'm more righteous than he is. He's terrible. He does this and does that and does that. Sin is sin. All of us do it. Me too. I have improper thoughts. No real big stuff. I'm not going out and murdering and stealing and raping and doing perverse things. But I'll have thought sins, okay? Thought sins. I really have to hold myself in check. I've noticed lately that I still have a temper, and I just have to bite my tongue and just shut up and say nothing rather than blurt something out. I need to let myself calm down and keep myself under control. Because what do they talk about in the New Testament all the time? How the tongue is a weapon and it does injury to the one speaking. If you don't know how to bridle your tongue, you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble. Well, all of us have to do that. Me too. You know, I read the Word, and people listen, and all that stuff, but I'm just an Adam. I'm no better than you. I've been given a gift, and I have to share it. That's what He has told me. I've been called to do certain things in His service. Okay? He's chosen me. Not because I'm a righteous man, because I'm some super-duper whatever. He has cleaned me up through His Word. And the more I read this Word, even though it slaps me in the face a lot, like this guy that he says he slaps the wicked men. Well, I'm not exactly a wicked man, but I still get slapped. I'll read Scripture and said, oh no. Oh, I did that just yesterday. Oh, and I have to ask forgiveness. He wants us to do the best we can. He wants to make a real conscientious effort at being obedient. He knows we're not perfect. Only one was perfect. And He works with us. He's got to have a sense of humor because I'm still alive. And He hasn't zapped me. He loves me. I know He loves me. He shows me He loves me all the time, and I love Him back. And I get so disappointed in myself when I fail, when I say the wrong thing, or I'm hasty, or I have a moment of doubt. I just kick myself. How can I doubt? I mean, how? With the miracles he's done in my life, how can I doubt? But I'm still an Adam, and I'm still such a dummy. And I love reading these words because I get as much out of them as you do. That's the whole deal. I learn from every word I read out of this scripture. And he gives me all this understanding, and it's just marvelous. I am so blessed and so grateful. Well, let's get into chapter 35 here. This is Elihu, the younger man, still speaking. Verse 1, Elihu spoke moreover and said, verse 2, do you think this to be right, that you said, my righteousness is more than El's? Said, my righteousness, I'm more righteous than God. He's not treating me righteously. I haven't done all of this. Verse 3, for you said, what profit will it be unto you, and what profit shall I have if I'm cleansed from my sin? Verse 4, I will return words to you and your companions with you. That's the older men. This is the young guy speaking. Verse 5. Look unto the skies and see, and behold the clouds which are higher than you. And here we're in verse 6. In verse 6 through 8, you can reference Job 22, 2 and 3. Verse 6. If you sin, now that's 2398 sin, that means fall short of the mark of right or duty. If you sin, what do you against him? You know, what can you do against Yahweh? Or if your transgressions are multiplied, what do you do unto him? In other words, you can't hurt Yahweh, but you're breaking his rules. Verse 7, if you be righteous, what do you give to him? Or what receives him from your hand? Verse 8, now they really messed with this one. For a man like you is your wickedness, and for the son of Adam, your righteousness. So you've got your own wickedness, and you treat Adam with righteousness. Verse 9. By reason of the multitude of oppressions, they make to cry the oppressed. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. The mighty is crushing them. But none says, where is Eloah? That's a poetic name for Elohim. My maker, who gives songs in the night. Verse 11, who teaches us more than the beasts of the land and the birds of the sky. I ran out of breath again. Pardon me. Oh, that's rough. I'm sorry. but who teaches us more than the beast of the land and the birds of the sky, and make us wiser. In other words, he makes us more than the animals. Makes us smarter, wiser. Verse 12. There they cry, but none gives answer. From the presence of the pride of evil men. Verse 13, and I have to clear my lungs again, folks. I'm having a problem tonight. Verse 13, surely El will not hear vanity, that's worthlessness, okay? Neither will the Shaddai, that's the Almighty, regard it. Verse 14, although you sayest you shall not see him, yet judgment is before him. Therefore, wait for him. And the wait is 2342. It says trust here in the King James, but that is incorrect. It's wait. Verse 15, but now, because it is not so, he has visited in his anger, and 6485 implies visited punishment upon someone or some people. He has visited in his anger, yet he knows not in great transgression. 6580. Verse 16. Therefore does Job open his mouth in vain. He multiplies words without knowledge. Ooh, that's a stinging rebuke right there. He says, you're just talking and you don't know what you're talking about. You're talking a lot of words, but you're not saying anything. Get ahead of this water. Now we're into chapter 36. That ended chapter 35. And this is Elihu continuing. He's continuing to speak. Verse 1. Elihu also proceeded and said, now this is different than the King James, wait a little time and I will tell you what I have yet to speak on Eloah's behalf. He's going to defend Eloah. Verse 3, I will fetch or lift up my knowledge from afar, and righteousness will ascribe to my maker, that's Yahweh, his maker. Verse 4, for truly my word shall not be false. He that is perfect in knowledge is with you. Verse 5, behold, El is mighty and despises not, mighty in strength and sense, not wisdom, sense, 38:20, literally mind or heart, they use the heart as the center of thought, and the Greeks used the heart as the center of emotion. They are diametrically opposed in their usage. So in the Hebrew, when they're talking about the heart, they're talking about your mind. verse 6, he preserves not the life of the wicked, but gives justice to the poor. This is Yahweh's attributes. Elihu is extolling Yahweh. He withdraws not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings on the throne. Yea, he does establish them forever. 5331, and they are exalted. In other words, he'll make a good king stay on the throne. Not so a bad one. Verse 8 of chapter 36. And if they be bound in fetters and be caught in cords of affliction, verse 9, then he declares to them their work and their transgressions, that they have become mighty. Their transgressions have become mighty. This is kings. Yahweh doesn't regard a king any more than any other man. Verse 10, he uncovers also their ear to discipline. That's 41:48. And commands that they turn back from iniquity. Commanding a king. Verse 11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend all, or complete all, 3:6:1:5, their days in prosperity, and their years in delight. Verse 12, here we are, this nasty two-letter word. Verse 12, but if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. Verse 13, but the hypocrites in heart heap up wrath. They cry not when he binds them. Verse 14, they die in youth, and their life is among the male temple prostitutes. It has unclean here. But that is incorrect. That is 6:9:4:5. That's Kadeshim. Means that's a male temple prostitute in a pagan temple. Verse 15, he delivers the poor in his affliction and uncovers their ears in oppression so they can hear him. Verse 16, even so would he have allured thee, 5:4:9:6, out of the mouth of the strait, 6:8:6:2, into a broad place. I got a cough again. Okay, the strait means a narrow place. Out of the mouth of the narrow place into a broad place, where there is no restriction, 4:1:6:4. And that which rests, 5:1:8:3, on your table should be full of fatness. Now that means it should be of the very best. Fatness is used to indicate prosperity or extreme goodness, the best of the land. Let me get a drink of water. Oh, that's better. Verse 17 of chapter 36. But you have fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold of you. Verse 18. Because there is wrath, 2534. Beware is inserted here. It's not actually in the Hebrew, it's implied. Beware lest he entice you with abundance. A great ransom, let not turn you away. In other words, don't take a bribe to turn away from God. A lot of these people have sold out for earthly riches. See them on TV all the time. Verse 9. Will he compare your riches? No. Not gold, nor all the forces of strength. Verse 20. Desire not the night when people are cut off in their place. Take heed, 8104. Do not turn to iniquity, 205. For this have you chosen rather than affliction. Verse 22. Behold, El, that's God again, exalts by his power. Who teaches like him? Verse 23. Who has reproached him in his way? Now, how are you going to tell God he's going down the wrong path? Or who could say, you have done iniquity? How are you going to tell the divine being that he's doing wrong? This is all very poetic. This guy's really laying it on. Verse 24, remember that you magnify his work, which men look upon. Verse 25, every atom may see. It is mortals. Every atom may see it. Mortals may look upon it afar off. Yahweh's works. I'm going to set this aside here. Behold, El is great. And we cannot know him. And we know him not, rather. And the number of his years cannot be searched out. He's eternal. He's always been around. How are you going to know how long have you been here, Almighty God? Oh, what a silly question. What a silly question. He was before anything existed at all. Verse 27. For he diminishes the drops of water. They purify rain according to the mist of it. Now that's speaking of evaporation and the formation of clouds. And here we go, verse 28. Which the clouds do drop and drip upon Adam abundantly. Verse 29. Also, can any understand the spreading out of the clouds? Or the thundering of his booth, his tabernacle where he dwells in the sky? Verse 30. Behold, he spreads his light upon it and covers the root of the sea. Wow. Verse 31, for by them judges he the people. He gives food in abundance. Verse 32, with his hand he covers the lightning and commands it to attack the mark. 6293. He makes it hit the mark where he wants the lightning to go. This is some pretty heavy poetry here. Verse 33, the roar of it tells concerning it, the livestock also concerning the vapor. This is very, very different. People don't get Hebrew poetry. They just don't. I keep saying this each teaching session here, that the poetry in Job is not rhyming words. It is rhyming thoughts. Thoughts that are parallel, okay? Like thoughts. That's the method of Hebrew poetry. It is very different than our modern English poetry. So if you're expecting Jack and Jill went up a hill, no, it doesn't. It's not like that. It doesn't have a cadence, a musical cadence like that. It matches like thoughts. And that's very, very difficult to understand. I have trouble with it at times myself. And I've been studying this a long time. Here we are in verse 37. Let's get into verse 1. At this also my heart, this is the same guy speaking, my heart trembles and leaps out of its place. Verse 2, hear attentively the thunder of his voice and the rumbling that goes out from his mouth. Verse 3, under the whole sky he lets it loose. That's 8281, lets it loose. They moved those words around in the King James, so I straightened it out. And is lightning unto the corners of the land. Verse 4. After it a voice roars. He thunders with the voice of his excellency, and he will not hold them back when his voice is heard. Verse 5. El thunders marvelously with his voice. Great things does he, which we cannot comprehend. And I'll say amen and amen to that. We cannot comprehend his workings. That's what's going on today. We don't understand his game plan. He gives us hints in the Bible, but it's going to be on his timetable when he decides, and nothing we can do can rush that. So we need to trust and wait on Yahweh. Verse 6, For he says to the snow, fall you on the land. Likewise to the rain shower, and to the rain showers of his strength. Verse 7, he seals up the hand of every atom, that all men may know his work. Verse 8, then the living creatures go into dens and dwell in their dwelling places. Verse 9, out of the chamber comes the storm wind, and cold out of the north. Like he has storms in his chambers and in the sky and sends them forth. That's poetic. That's not literal. That's beautiful. By the breath of El, frost is given, and the breath of the waters is frozen. That's not breath, that's breadth, as width of the waters is frozen. It'll freeze a river. Verse 11, also by watering he burdens the thick cloud. He scatters his lightning cloud. Verse 12, and it is turned around by his counsel, that they may do whatsoever he commands them on the face of the world. Now that's 8398. That's Tabel. That is the whole world. Commands them on the face of the world in the land. 776, Eretz. Verse 13, whether for correction or for his land or for loving kindness, he causes it to come. Now that verse is all changed around in the King James. They have, he causes it to come at the first, and it's the last thing in the sentence. Verse 14, give ear, or listen, unto this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of El. Verse 15, do you know when Eloah disposed them and caused the lightning of his cloud to shine? Verse 16, do you know the balancing of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? In other words, do you understand his movements? Verse 17, how your garments are warm when he quiets the land by the south wind. That's the wind from the south that was warm. Verse 18, have you with him spread out the sky, which is strong as a cast mirror? In other words, did you help him put up the heavens? He's really hammering on poor Job. Verse 19, teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. Or lack of knowledge, okay? Darkness is poetic here for ignorance. Let me get my page to turn. Verse 20, shall it be told him that I speak? If a man speaks, surely he shall be swallowed up. Verse 21, and now men see not the bright lightning which is in the clouds, but the wind passes and cleanses them. All right, now this word, this is verse 22. Um, Let me turn in the Hebrew to 22 and 37 here. There we are. I need to get this word to give it to you here. All right. This is 2091 Zahab. All right. Out of the north, that's Saphon, 6828. Gold comes. Now let's stop right here. Out of the north, gold comes. Now the possible uses. Either brightness or golden splendor. But 2091 is unclear here. Golden light, perhaps? We don't know. Gold out of the north, something to do with gold comes. With Aloha is awesome majesty. Verse 23. Now, touching or concerning is put in italics here because it's implied. Concerning the Almighty, that's the Shaddai, we cannot find him out. He is great in power and in judgment and in abundance of justice. He will not afflict. In other words, if you're doing right, he's not gonna do anything. Now, Job is being tested by the devil. He's been a little arrogant in some spots and a little whiny. But he hasn't lost his faith in Yahweh, and he hasn't cursed him like the devil's trying to get him to do. He told Yahweh, yeah, if you let me do this and this and this to him, he'll curse you to your face. Well, I'm sorry, old devil. The man didn't do it. And he still hasn't done it after all of this. Verse 24. Men do therefore fear him. He does not see any that are wise of mind. The wisdom of man, therefore, is nothing compared to Yahweh. Yahweh looks at the behavior of men. And it's childlike in many ways. We see it all around us. Childlike behavior of full-grown adults. See it in the politicians. We see it in all these demonstrations and protests and just... I watched this latest thing and just saw just fully grown children screaming nasty words at one another. I was not impressed. I'm sorry. Any gathering where they have to scream profanity, I'm not into that. That's not proper behavior. I look at that from the Christian identity standpoint. Yahweh's going to answer Job after this dissertation by Elihu. In chapter 38, we will be beginning that on Friday, we'll try to do 38, 39, and 40. And on Monday, the 21st, we will do chapters 40 and 41, and then do, or 41 and 42, pardon me. And then do a synopsis of what we've seen in Job. And I want to remind everybody that the 21st of this month, in August 2017, there will be a total solar eclipse. Now, my area, it's going to be plus or minus 2 AM. You're going to be very careful if you look at it, because if you stare at the sun too long, it will burn your retinas permanently. It will damage your vision. So you need to be very, very dark sunglasses, or use a piece of cardboard with just a pinhole in it that you look through and cover. Make sure your eyes are covered so you don't burn the retinal area of your eyes. It will blind you. I want to remind everybody that I'm going to have my wake-up call on Thursday at 9 o'clock p.m. and it will replay on Saturday at 11, and my show will be concerning what went on at the Unite the Right rally here this year, and it's titled White Skin is Not Enough. And you need to hear the Christian identity take on it from a biblical standpoint, not feelings of men. Oh, we have to do this, not no knee-jerk reactions. What I watched the live stream for the whole thing, okay, to gather info on it. And I'm going to tell you what I saw from a scriptural standpoint, not from the standpoint of a man, but what Scripture says about it, because that is what my shows are about. I'm a preacher. And I don't look at things through the eyes of other people. A lot of times I have a different perspective that is given to me by Yahweh, how I see things and what it is in relation to His grand plan. Now, the machinations of men are often twisted and convoluted. We don't see things clearly. We see what we want to see and what we'd like to see and what our emotions and our feelings and our personal agenda would have us see. But in truth, we must start to look at things in a biblical standpoint. Not just me and the other preachers, but all of us in Israel. We cannot have these fleshly reactions to situations. We need to go by Yahweh's plan, which He's revealing to us. So it's time for me to go. I will say Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. It has been a pleasure. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.